victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Thanksgiving Victory. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Acts 4 and 32, this came off the heels of the house-shaking service. Everybody remember that one? Not the people shook and fell down, the building shook. And God's the one who shook it. God shakes buildings? Mm-hmm. And more. Coming out of that, verse 32, Acts 4:32, the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. They got together, didn't they? Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. They weren't enamored with stuff. Were they? They're like, you use it. I got plenty. You go ahead and take that. You need some? Take one of mine. This was happening through scores of thousands of people throughout these churches. These churches were big. I'm amused sometimes at people. That I've heard people try to say that they thought this church was too big for them to come to. They wanted a New Testament church. They wanted a church about 40 or 50, not over 100. What they're looking for is somebody they can run. They're looking for somebody that'll wait on them hand and foot and expect nothing out of them. Something they can take over. We're having fun now, aren't we? We are, at best, a medium-sized church. We're not a big church. We see thousands on a weekend, but a big church is like 50,000. Did you hear me? And that's what they had. Have you read the scriptures in here? I mean, they had 3,000 people get saved on a day. Remember that? And then a little bit later on, another couple of thousand get saved. Well, that's 5,000 right there. And then the Bible says the Lord was adding to the church daily. So there's no way that they weren't 20, 30, 50, 100,000. I don't know. That's a New Testament church. That's the book of Acts. Now, God meets everybody. I don't care if you're three people or 300,000. If you're doing what you know to do and you're in the will of God, hallelujah. Good. But don't be spouting off unscriptural things and watch what you're looking for. If we were really submitted to the Lord, we'd go where He told us to. Amen. And we'd stay where He told us to. Amen. And we'd do what He told us to. Yep. Instead of jumping here and yawning and trying everything and trying to find somebody to tell us we're right all the time and wait on us hand and foot. We'd want to serve the Lord. We'd want to do something to advance His kingdom and help each other. You'd want to work. Help somebody that really is a baby. But they had all things common. And verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Among all those thousands of people, you couldn't find one person in lack. That's a New Testament church. Glory to God. Whew. Out of all those thousands, you couldn't, I don't know what was it, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, I don't know. You could have gone through every one of them and said, are you in lack? Are you behind? They said, no. You in lack? Nope, not me. You in lack? Not a one. No, all my needs are met. All my needs are met. You'd have heard that 50,000 times. All my needs are met. All my needs are met. All my needs are met. Not a one of us is in lack. Now, how is the church so oblivious of this? because of hundreds of years of unscriptural traditional teaching instead of the Bible. But I want you to notice this phrase in verse 33. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Say it again. Great grace was upon them all. Say it again. Great grace was upon them all. One more time. Great grace was upon them all. Great grace. Great grace. There's grace. And then there's more grace. And then there's great grace. Great is the Greek word megas. We get our word mega from. And without going through all the definitions, basically it means big. B-I-G. Capital B, capital I, capital G. Big. Somebody say big.
Big,
big what? Big grace was on all of them. Well, not a one of them's in lack. I mean, get the picture. People are getting saved right and left. Powerful ministries coming forth. People are getting healed. People are getting delivered. Everybody's got a good place to live. Everybody's got good clothes to wear. Everybody's eating good. Everybody's getting healed. Everybody's full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, the power's so strong, the house shakes sometimes. Somebody say, big grace, big grace. Are you hungry for some big grace? Oh, I'm hungry for some big grace. Big grace. When things are going well, it's grace. Phyllis said, you know, we talked a little bit about this past week, and everything we did this week was just graced. I mean, the planning was perfect. The trip was perfect. The weather was perfect. The rapport was perfect. Everything, boom, 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 all week long. I'm talking no problems. You know what that is? Come on, help me out. Grace. We've done the same thing at other times, and it was hard, and it was challenging, and it was problems. Now, you don't quit. You believe God. You go through. But, hey, I like this. I like this. Now, you know, most of the church world has more faith for opposition than they do grace. You know that? Most people are believing that if you really go all out and obey God, all hell's going to break loose. Man, you think you had trouble. You just go into the ministry. You think you had trouble. You just launch out to do a project for God. You think you've had trouble. Am I telling the truth? Do people believe that? More people believe this than what I'm trying to talk about tonight. But we're not supposed to believe that. Let me quote a scripture to you. When a man's ways please the Lord, he lets all the devils attack him. Because he's really full out serving God. He's going all the way. So God's going to let half of hell come against him and wear him down night and day. Then why do people believe that? And expect it. People expect it. I'm not talking about just the person that got saved yesterday. I'm talking about pastor after pastor after pastor that I've been to their churches, that I've spoken for them. And they talk about all the trouble they had when they started to do what God told them to do. And they're like, well, you know, you go to do what God tells you to do. And ooh, man, look out. You're going to have trouble. Man, I mean, God attacked me, attacked my wife, he attacked my kids, he attacked my dog, my tomato plants died, my transmission fell out. You know, man, all we're trying to do is build an addition on the church. People believe, our people believe this. It's unscriptural. Let me try quoting that verse again. When a man's ways please the Lord, tell me what the Lord does. He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. What is that? That's big grace. I said, that's big grace. We're talking tonight about qualifying for big grace. And it's tied with what we've been working on for weeks building up to this. Go to 2 Corinthians, like we mentioned a moment ago now. Look at this, please. 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8. These next four verses, particularly the first two here, describe the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith is unconquerable. Unconquerable. Can't be defeated. Can't be conquered. And it depends on what you choose to look at. Looking at the wrong thing, you go down. Looking at the right thing, you do the impossible. The supernatural. Verse 8, Paul says, we're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Now, where is he putting the emphasis? Where he's ending up. He's not emphasizing the trouble. It's there. He had to deal with some stuff. But is he looking at that and complaining about the trouble? No. What's he emphasizing? We weren't distressed through the whole deal. Was Paul a man of faith? Did he have faith in him? Did he walk by faith? Did he live by faith? Trouble? Brother, we had trouble on every side. Not just one trouble. We had north trouble. We had south trouble. We had southwest trouble and northeast trouble. On every side? He said, but let me tell you what, God sustained us and we didn't even get distressed. No, we had peace through the whole thing. We just thanked God and sailed through it. Oh, come on, can you see this? Say, no distress, no distress. Can you have trouble all around you and not stress out? Can you? Yeah, you can. Depends on what you're looking at. Whether you're thanking God or whether you're complaining. We are perplexed. What does perplexed mean? Perplexed means you don't know. Perplexed is like the cartoon character with a big question mark over your head. You're going, huh? What just happened? What was that? You don't know, and there's a lot we don't know. But just because you're perplexed doesn't mean you have to be depressed. We're perplexed, but what? But what? Didn't get down. Not in despair.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overflowing Thanksgiving and Great Grace, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1403M. That's R1403M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.